Matthew 27:50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and rocks were split. Notice it was the Lord's final shout that caused these miraculous things to unfold. The earthquake and the rock splitting demonstrated that the earth-shaking nature of the death of Christ and the power of God for the entire world to see. When man sinned, the first Adam, mankind became cursed with sin and death, and the earth, the ground of which man has made, also was cursed. But when Jesus died, Paul calling him the last Adam, the earth shook as powerful display of the power and truth of the result of Christ's death. Here was the one who had redeemed man from the curse of sin, and will one day redeem all of creation from its curse as well. There was another time when God caused the earthquake to miraculously happen. It was at Mount Sinai, at the giving of the law. It stood for the absolute holiness of God and warned the people that they could not touch the mountain or even approach it. And God, apart from the sacrifices of the law, could not be confronted, which of course pointed to the person and the work of Jesus Christ. But at the death of Christ, the quaking of Golgotha, God was giving his answer to Sinai in the Old Testament law. The earthquake of Sinai stood for the barrier between God and man. But God's holiness and man's sin keeps us separated from God. But the earthquake on Calvary stood for God's love and grace. Through the death of Christ on the cross, he satisfies the demands of our holy God and makes God approachable through the one who died on the cross. So the earthquake at Calvary accents the fact that the cross was in a place where God's judgment was poured out on Christ. It's also a warning that one day his judgment will be poured out on those who refuse to believe in Christ. There will be one final earthquake. In Revelation 16, it reads, "Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, 'It is done.' And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Such a mighty and great earthquake has had not occurred since men were on the whole face of the earth." There will be one final earthquake. Matthew 27:54. "So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, 'Truly, this was the Son of God.'"